I am Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, geraldandyvette.com. I am a help meet that is suitable. Help meet that is suitable. The author of Help for the Help Meet. But today's tip, oh goodness, today's tip is a big one because I've been getting some new people in the army and some new people. So I've had some new people in my one-on-one sessions and in our army and the Help Me Army, the mentoring program. And what I'm seeing, I really feel like we got to review some things. Do you know your husband's destiny? Because it's you can't be suitable if you don't have a destiny in mind. Because let me tell you, it's tough to fight for your husband and you don't even know who he is in the spirit. So a lot of you have heard me say, you know, a lot of you have heard me say, do you know who he is? God, tell me who he is. But you got to know your husband's destiny in order to fight, in order to pray. And sometimes you lose sight of that because you see something that's happening now. All right, it's already time to get watermelon sipping. You see some things that are happening now that may or may not reiterate his destiny. I'm going to say that that happens. So get it together and know the destiny. Can I encourage you as a tip, write your husband's destiny down. Write it down. You need it. You need to have something to remember because when things happen that look a little different, then you want to be able to go back in and really say, okay, God, I know you said this. And if you don't know his destiny, you need to start praying and asking God, wait, who is he? What's his destiny? Not just his gifts. Because some of you know their gifts, but there's still a destiny within the gift. Uh-oh. There's a destiny within the gift. There's something that God created him to do, but there's something God wanted him to do with it. Woo! That blessed me. Wait, there's something that God created your king to do, but then there's also something God created him to do with it. What did he create him to do? And then what did he create him to do? With it, there's a destiny within the gift. There's a destiny within the gift. So you got to write down the destiny. Yeah, of course you start with the gift, but you got to write down the destiny. I started drinking this watermelon, lost track of my page, and I want to be able to tell you what page you should be on in the book. Because we know we're supposed to write the vision and make it plain. What's your vision? What's your vision for your king? What is your vision for this king? You gotta write that vision down. Not just, oh, he's good with this and he's able to sing. He's able to worship. What did he ask him to do to worship? Is he a worship leader? Should he be writing songs? What is he supposed to do? There's a destiny in each of your kings. Find it. Find that destiny. It's good to make sure you're praying. No doubt about that. You better learn how to pray because it's necessary. But if you don't have the help for the Help Meet book and you're struggling with understanding a Help Meet, then you need your book and you can't skip learning. You cannot skip studying. Uh-oh. All right. Some of you wanted to skip it. Yeah. So I'm seeing a lot of you write the gifts, but there's a destiny within the gift. So I'm going to use one of the examples because this is good. I love interactive teaching. There's a strategy. It says develop a system that helps you stay consistent and keeping track of what you learn. You got to keep track of what you learn because sometimes you're in the midst of certain things and God can put some information in your spirit and kind of lifts you up and then you forget because things get a little, get a journal, put it by your bed, write some stuff down. It'll bless you. It will bless you. But it's got to be strategic. You can't be a warrior and not strategic. I'm going to sip on that. What warrior doesn't know how to strategize against the enemy? You got to pick that up. So if someone is a pastor, if someone is called to be a pastor, what is he called to pastor? Who is he called to pastor? Is he called to be a senior pastor? Is he called to be an assistant pastor, a worship pastor, a youth pastor? What is he supposed to do? Should he go overseas? Should he build a large church? Is he supposed to do several different churches? Is he supposed to work underneath somebody? Do you hear me? All of that is destiny. Do you understand that I work with people all day? I can hear. You got to get some strategy. You got to know. I know I'm excited that many of you know their gifts, but do you understand the destiny within a gift? Because that's the strategy you need. As we start to do some more training, as we start to go to the next level in the mentoring program, as we start to beat down the devil, because some of the demons are coming after the destiny, not just the gift. So maybe you got a good strategy to pray against the hindrances of the gift, but do you have a strategy to crash the enemy that's trying to hinder his destiny? Where was he going with that gift? What is the devil so afraid of? What is the devil so afraid of? Let me tell you, while I'm growing in this helpmeet role, while I'm watching my husband fall into his, not fall in, purposely operate in his destiny, I'm realizing, Lord, you told me to pray this, and now I see why. You told me to declare this, and now I see why. You told me he was going to do this, but he's also doing that, and I'm shifting and changing. Oh, I have to move. We have to shift. We have to change. We have to be ready if you're suitable. If you're suitable, you don't just pray the same prayers and expect something to continue to move forward. You got to shift. You got to change. You got to keep yourself ready. Because the enemy is cunning and crafty. Those aren't my words. That's the Bible. He's cunning and crafty. And if you're not ready, you're not suitable. Yeah, I said that. Oh, let me take a sip while you swallow that. If you're not ready, you're not suitable. So if you're suitable, you start shifting with God. He'll tell you, watch this, prepare for that, pull down this, shut down that. Keep up. That's a tip. Keep up. Too many have gotten comfortable in their role, and you wonder why nothing else is happening. I'll tell you, you didn't shift, because there's a destiny the devil is after. We got to know what the destiny is. So develop a system that helps you stay consistent. Consistent. I'm going to just tell you. Some of the stuff I hear, some of the stuff I'm seeing, consistency is key in this season. And we're going to talk about that in the mentoring group. We got to stay consistent. I see a lot of people going up and then coming down real quick, going up real and go starting real. Oh, I did the 12 days of prayer and da, 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 da. And then 12 days after that. Now what? You got to stay consistent to be suitable. Watermelon, let me tell you, what is this? Watermelon sparkling juice. No bottle to hold up. Maybe the people won't try to report me if I have a can. Maybe that's what's happening. But Walmart called me because this sparkling watermelon is good. It's not as sugary. It's not as sweet. But it's definitely good. All right. So consistency, strategy, stay consistent, stay strategic, and understand his destiny. You don't know? Let's get to work. You don't know? God does. You talk to him? Do you talk to him about your king? Instead of, do you complain to him? Let me tell you, here's a sip. God's not going to talk to you about your king's destiny while you're complaining about his son. Should I swallow? Oh, he's not going to. You don't set up a conversation with God about your king's destiny and lead in with complaints and lead in with talking bad about him and lead in with whining and complaining. Trust me, that's not a strategy meeting. You want to have a strategy meeting? You go in and you say, God, I know you created him to do some things. God, I know your son is a man of God. I know your son has a kingdom purpose. I know you've given him all these gifts. So talk to me, Lord, about his destiny. Talk to me, God, about his purpose. Talk to me about why you created him. Talk to me about how the kingdom is in need of who he is. Uh-oh. Can I tell you? Let someone come to you like that about your child, and you got all kind of things to say. Oh, yes, and you want to talk. But you come the other way about God's son. Silence. Get it together. That's not suitable. That's not suitable. That's sorry. Uh-oh. This watermelon got a little kick. It might not be sugary, but it's got a kick because I'm a little feisty. Or is it because I missed Sips and Tips last Sunday? Whichever. Mm-mm-mm. All right. So you all have some homework. You all have some homework because how can you truly set a strategy for a destiny you don't even know? How can you truly combat the enemy for a destiny you're not aware of? How do you know how to cancel the enemy for a destiny you are ignorant of? Don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. Is that a scripture? Ooh. Yeah, something on the bottom is a little sparkly. Woo! Did y'all see that? It's a little sparkly. All right, you all have some homework. Get some homework done. And if you're in the army, a front and center meeting. If you're in the army, if you're in the Help Meet Mentoring Program, front and center tomorrow. All hands on deck. We got some things to do. We've got some assignments, and God's got a word. He has got a word. But everybody has some homework because you don't have to be in the mentoring program in order to do your homework. Get to work if you're suitable. Talk to God about his son. And come to God with some, like you got some sense. Uh-oh. Like you understand his son. Okay? And next Sunday, we'll have another tip. I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Meet. We need help to be good help. We need help to be good help. If you need a mentor because you know you're not understanding this help meet role, I mean, because it's rough. And to be consistent, you might need help. Everybody doesn't need a mentor. But some of you know you do. Join us in the army. We know how to fight. If we don't know how to fight, we're going to learn. And then when you learn how to fight, you need to stay consistent. Because some of you need help to be good help. And then some of you are in the army and don't show up. I don't have time for that. I mean, goodness gracious. You know people need help. It's people who want to be able to afford the help and can't get it. It's people in other countries where the help is in the middle of the night. We got people who are studying in the middle of the night, and some of you, and it's just a regular time, and you're being lazy. You better get it together. All right. But that's on you. All right, we had sparkling watermelon today. It's new. The answer is try it. Try it. We're going to try it. I'm going to try some different flavors, but for right now, we got the watermelon. And it was good. So get your book and your workbook. Get your prayer books. Meet me on Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to pray for the kings. Maybe we'll pray for their destiny. I don't know. God didn't give me the target yet, but we got to pray. We got to pray to pull them in. We got to pray to understand strategy. We got to pray and make sure that they are who God says they are. Amen. 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 Yes, oil is still available on our website if you need anointing, marriage breaking oil, marriage hindrance oil, marriage breaking spirits that need to be anointed to anoint your house. All of that is on the website. Is on the website, GeraldandYvette.com. Please put it in Facebook and YouTube. We appreciate it. Facebook and YouTube, we appreciate it. GeraldandYvette.com for books, webinars, mentoring information, one-on-one coaching, all of that. It's available on the website. Oh, can't ship it out of the country because it costs three times the amount of the oil to ship it out of the country. So within the U.S., sorry about that. So sorry about that. You can get the books on Amazon, but we cannot ship the oil out of the country. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that. Maybe when we come out of the country hopefully soon, we'll bring lots of oil. Anyway, let me stop digressing. Also, I am now on Clubhouse. Whew. So Tuesday evening, I know Tuesday morning we're praying for the Kings, but Tuesday night, it's going to be about 11 p.m., maybe even midnight. I'm going to be on Clubhouse on Tuesday evenings late. I'm going to be talking about some of the information we need to know and impart into those who are not married. What do you have to give to those who are not married, and take in some information if you're already married and you need help. And then we'll also be stirring up those who are married to make sure they learn before they get married. You got to be healed in order to be good help. So we're going to be talking about the healing that's required as a helpmeet. So we'll be talking about all kinds of things. Clubhouse is a social media platform. Just look it up, social media. Go to the website, get the information if you'd like to do that. I have had people, you know, pay the flat rate and just order books and shirts and order everything and then get it all sent out at the same time. All right. Thanks for being with me. I can't wait to see you guys Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. GeraldandYvette.com. GeraldandYvette.com. Woohoo.